You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
And our next guest is the terrific baseball columnist, longtime terrific baseball columnist at the Post, and a great teammate as well, Ken Davidoff. Ken, thanks for taking the time. I guess we'll start with your column today about DeGrom, which I agreed with, that the Mets needed to make sure he was fine before proceeding with throwing him out there for his next start in 5 days. So it looks like he is going to make that start, at least today. Anyway, the signs are reportedly promising. Just curious what you think of how this looks like it's unfolding for Mr. DeGrom.
Yeah, Ian, good to talk to you. It's fascinating. I saw that he took an MRI and it was clean and all systems go. I think I have to tell you, like, you know, I was at the game last night and that's flexor tendonitis. And our editor, Mark Hale, texted me. So what does that mean? And I wrote back, could mean Tommy John surgery. Because that's, you know, flexor tendonitis is typically, that sets off alarms. It certainly does not mean seeing 5 days.
If I can interrupt you for a second there, Ken, I just want to say, yeah. I looked it up myself and I started seeing you could be out 12 weeks. It could lead to surgery. And I was like, oh my God, this Mets season that looks like it's heading toward a possibly charmed place could be destroyed here because of this injury. And all of a sudden they're talking about him making a start on what, Wednesday? So, yeah, I was surprised at the optimism afterward.
I was too. And, you know, like I always, Brian Cashman always says, treat the symptoms, like treat the patient, not the diagnosis. Or some, you know, in other words, you got to listen to the patient, not just a matter of, you know, of what the condition is. It is highly unusual. I certainly can never remember a pitcher saying, I have flexor tendonitis, but I'm fine. You know, it's just, it doesn't really make sense. You know, it's like Monty Python, it's just a flesh wound. you know, look, I certainly, if I don't trust the Mets per se, I trust Jacob DeGrom. He does seem to know his own body very well. You know, that being said, he is a competitor and wants to be back out there. So I don't know. Yeah, would the magical solution be to shut him down for 10 days or 20 days? Maybe. But the bottom line is the guy, as brilliantly as he has pitched this year, and obviously has been brilliant, you know, he's already spent time on the injured list. He missed another 10 days where I think they did not deactivate him, but he didn't pitch. So you have to be somewhat concerned here.
Ken Davidoff on 98.7 ESPN. I would think common sense being applied here, and certainly we're not doctors and we're not trying to play doctors on the radio, but just, all right, let's just miss a start. One start and then we'll go forward, assuming everything is fine and all systems go, and Jacob keeps saying that he feels good to great, and okay, then we'll make the next start. But man, he means so much to this franchise. I said earlier on the show, I think now, and I've been watching baseball nearly a half century, he's as good a pitcher as I've ever seen, and a guy who maybe could lead you into the postseason and maybe beyond. To just be extra careful no matter what, no matter what he says, no matter what the MRI says, and that's how I feel. I think a lot of Mets fans might actually agree with that, Ken.
I think you're right, Ian, but just to kind of look at it from a different angle, like, you know, usually when you say that, why not? Like when he had his right side thing, mm-hmm. You know, they did, you know, for a while try to push him through. Like that, I was like, why not just take 5 days? This, like, my head is still spinning. Again, like you said, you looked up flexor tendonitis and it's dire. And, like, I'm not even sure that 10 days would normally do the trick for flexor tendonitis. So I don't know what to make of this. You know, it's just like my head is just spinning.
All right, let's switch over to the other ace in town. Of course, you're the reporter who asked Gerrit Cole the question. I imagine you might be tired of talking about this, so I apologize if I'm just sort of belaboring the point. But I thought it was kind of fascinating that a lot of times a very simple, direct question is the best possible question to ask. And you asked it. And the answer was not so terrific, but it added to the national conversation about pitchers using illegal substances on the baseball to try to get hitters out. And so I thought it was a great question, very simple and direct. And I'm curious, readers, people who follow your work, Ken, like, what does your email box look like in terms of their reaction to that question that you asked?
First of all, Ian, yeah, I would answer anything for you, so never worry about that. Second of all, I can honestly tell you I'm not all caught up on emails, reader emails, but from the ones I've opened, I have not received a single negative feedback, which is highly unusual. I, I don't look at all my Twitter comments because I don't want to be depressed 100% of the time. I've not received really any negative feedback. I think you know me well enough. I did not anticipate that question propelling me to some sort of temporary national stage. You know, I thought it was a very natural question to ask, given what Josh Donaldson had said about him, and I was surprised by his how alarmed he was to receive the question.
Now, this is a business, as you know, Ken, and I know a lot of self-promoters. I would put you at the bottom of that list. If I put together a list of 750 self-promoters in this business or even in this market, I'm not sure you would make it. So, no, that's probably why I appreciated the question as much as I did. And so let's talk about just the Mets in general. Let's assume DeGrom gets through this period, and whenever he pitches, he's fine going forward. Where can this Mets season go? And what do you think of the job that Luis Rojas has done with this group, given all the injuries that they've had to overcome?
Yes, yeah, so I'll answer the second part first. I think Luis Rojas deserves strong grades, and he's an interesting study as a manager because there are several games I've covered or watched on TV where from the first pitch to the last out, I've been like, oh, my God, what is he doing here? You know, he is not a master tactician. He clearly is not. But for this team to suffer the number of injuries they have, and it's really astounding, just the quantity, and to the very important people, and for them to still be standing where they are in first place, I get it. The other four teams have been disappointments. None of them is even at 500. Nevertheless, to be standing as strong as they are and feeling as good about themselves as they are, I think Luis Rojas deserves a lot of credit. I think he's just a very authentic guy. He knows anyone who grew up in that minor league system, he knows because he managed or crossed paths with them. And I think that really allows him to leverage his standing in that clubhouse. And I gave him a very strong grade.
Ken Davidoff, 98.7 ESPN. I think, Ken, that managing and being a head coach in football, basketball, whatever sport it might be, that a lot of times it's not about the X's and O's. It's about, can you get your players to play hard for you every single day? And I think in that context, he's done a really good job. And I don't think you need to be a brilliant tactician. For instance, I'm writing a book now about Coach K at Duke, obviously retiring after an incredible career. If you talk to other coaches in college basketball, they'll say that's not his strength, X's and O's. He gets his players to play hard every possession, just about. And so we'll see where Rojas can take this. But since we're talking about managers, obviously today we have an interesting matchup in Philadelphia, Aaron Boone versus the man he replaced, Joe Girardi. And I asked Mike Vaccaro, our teammate at the Post, earlier on this show about if you're a Yankee fan and you go back to Game 7 of the LCS, losing that in 2017, Girardi gets fired. And here we are, three-plus seasons later. Do you feel, as a fan, that you're in a better place now with Aaron Boone than you were in then? How do you think the average Yankee fan would answer that question?
Oh, I think the average Yankee fan would say absolutely not. I think the average Yankee fan wants Joe back. And it's Joe is a fascinating study in its own right. I am here. I'm at the ballpark in Philly right now as we're talking. I think ultimately, Joe is just so intense and so tightly wound. No one, I think he's an excellent tactician by and large. No one prepares more day to day. No one takes his job more seriously. But I think at the end of those 10 years, the Yankees were just like, uncle, like we can't be around you anymore. Like, we respect you, Joe. You do good work, but like we need a break. And I think that was the genesis of getting rid of him and bringing in his tonal opposite in Aaron Boone. I would understand if Yankees fans felt that way. I think Aaron Boone's first 2 years, he did a lot of good work. When you talk about 2018, they were a better regular season team than there's a steamroll by the Red Sox. And then 2019, all those injuries they had that year with the next man up did excellent work. And we made it to game 6 of the ALCS against a really good team. So that kind of stuff happened. Last year was bad. And then, last year, I was willing to write off last year being a freak season. But we have seen a carryover this year, just a very inconsistent team. And you could argue that they have a bit of a glass jaw. That one thing goes wrong, there's a domino effect, and all of a sudden they have a bad week. And I think that it's fair to wonder whether that should lay on the shoulders of Aaron Boone. I wrote last week I certainly think he deserves this season to play this out. And I don't think he should be fired, and I don't think he will be in season. But going back to your original question, I understand if many Yankees fans feel like they were better off with Girardi than Boone.
Yeah, those 203 wins in years one and two, I think, should buy Boone the rest of this season at least. And
yes,
unless the thing just completely fell apart, which is not going to happen, I still think the Yankees will find a way to get into the postseason as a wild card. But we'll see how it plays out. Anyway, Ken Davidoff, read him in the New York Post. As always, great stuff, and look forward to seeing you soon, Ken.
Thanks for having me on, and I'll talk to you soon.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.